Okay. Enough of the politics for a little bit, right? I am tired of politics. Are you tired of politics? I'm tired of politics. Okay. Just this last episode, and then I promise I'll move on to something else. Don't turn it off. Just listen. Hear me out. This isn't an episode about politics, not directly. This is an episode about my conspiracy theories. Okay, first and foremost, I'm going to start with the most basic conspiracy theory that I have, right? My first and foremost most basic conspiracy theory is the fact that the reason why they are allowing, maybe coaching, maybe even encouraging Donald Trump to be this as abrasive as he is because he will become the example in which going forward in the future, conspiracy theorists are going to be lambasted. Excuse me. Now, what I mean by that is very simple. So turn on the news. Just turn on, actually, no, don't turn on the news because I'm not going to subject you to that. Go to YouTube, right, and find recent clips. Anywhere from comedy skits, you know, nighttime shows to just clips from MSNBC or CNN or whatever, CBS. They are all using the same keywords in regards to Donald Trump and the Republicans. The Republicans believe in this conspiracy theory that it was Ukraine that hacked the elections, not Russia. The Republicans are circulating this conspiracy theory and saying that, you know, they were being investigated by the Obama administration before Donald Trump got elected. They just keep using this buzzword. So what they're doing is it's a negative association, right? They go, here's a horrible, despicable human being, right? He believes in conspiracy theory. So ergo, going forward, whatever this person does, however his behavior is, we're kind of conditioning the masses or conditioning people who consume the media to, on a subconscious level, by the repetition of saying, here's a horrible person, he believes in conspiracy theories. Here's a horrible person, they believe in conspiracy theories. Going forward, after the inevitable end of the Trump presidency, whether it's, you know, next year or, you know, 5 years from now, after he inevitably has to move on, going forward, you have now been programmed to link Trump, you know, negative behavior with conspiracy theories. It's a psyop, okay? It's a psyop. Okay, let me take that back. I'm not going to come out right and say that it's a psyop. I'm going to say that I think that it's a psyop, right? It's a psyop, or I should say I think it's a psyop because of the constant repetition across the board. Have you guys seen those videos on YouTube where they sync all the channels, all the news channels are all saying the same thing? NBC, Fox, ABC, all of them, it's the same script. No matter what you're watching, they're all repeating the same script over and over again. So when you see that kind of repetition, you know, you got to be mindful that, okay, somebody gave them that script and they're saying it, right? So, and when you repeat something across the board, it's a program, right? That repetition is a program. They're trying to program people's minds. So when you turn on the news or you watch stuff on YouTube in regards to Trump, and then they go, Donald Trump conspiracy theory, Donald Trump conspiracy theorists, or Republicans conspiracy theorists, like any deplorable human being that they can think of, they'll go, this person believes in conspiracy theories. What they're doing is they're trying to, anyway, link people who believe in conspiracy theories with a negative individual such as Donald Trump. Now, you could argue that, okay, it's unintentional, as in they, you know, are, you know, they're making the best of a situation, right? Where, okay, well, this guy is in power right now. He's a president. We can't really do anything about it. So we're just going to use his behavior to kind of tamper down on people who do believe in conspiracy theories. So bear in mind that before his election, you know, people were kind of, you know, kind of believing stuff that they saw on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram or whatever, all these memes or whatever that were getting created by meme creators. I don't know who creates memes, Russia, whatever. I don't know. Whoever it is that, you know, creates memes, you know, people were kind of looking into it. So anywhere from the earth isn't really round, it's actually flat, to 9/11 was an inside job. What else are the other ones out there? Aliens are real. All these sort of things, right? People would create memes and then disseminate the information out, and then people would send it to their friends, and it'd be kind of backed up by whatever theory, you know, theorizing that the person who put the meme together, you know, created to kind of push forward this idea. The thing about that is that before the internet, we had one governing body that kind of controlled what people thought, right? If you are a consumer of the news, if you're the consumer of media across the board, you know, they told you what to think, and you get programmed to believe everything that you see on TV. In fact, James Comey, the former FBI director, said it on TV that there are people out there, he said it on CNN, that will believe everything that they see on TV, which is ironic because he works for an organization that basically tells the news agencies, or used to tell the news agencies what to say and how to get people to believe the official story. And then came the social media and Instagram and things like that. And then all of a sudden you went, I guess they didn't foresee this, but you went from one government body, the TV, controlling people's thoughts for the most part. And then, of course, when you go to school, you have the textbooks, which are, if you're especially in your public school, they're government mandated, and, you know, they control the narrative. And then all of a sudden you went from that to everybody's got a TV in their pocket. Oh shit, everybody's got access to YouTube, so I can take my opinion and I can record my thoughts and I can say, well, this is why I believe what I believe, and then I can upload that information, and then I can infect or impact your perspective on reality. And they didn't like that. And we know they didn't like that because all of a sudden, like years after, they started realizing, like, oh shit, we can't really control the masses anymore. People are starting to share, you know, what they believe, and the status quo is kind of being challenged. They started tampering down. They started taking down videos, really censoring people, shutting down pages on Instagram, because you don't want a free-thinking populace, right? You want the populace that thinks what the government wants them to think. It's just easier to control. Do I have a problem with that? I don't know. I mean, do I like that the masses are generally controlled? Yes, I do. Because I don't know if you paid attention to human beings when they're not controlled. They're fucking crazy, right? Like that groupthink, when that groupthink kicks in and people just all start to kind of operate in one, you know, kind of anarchic? I don't know what I'm trying to say. When people lose their shit and they're not controlled, they burn shit, they break glass, they steal stuff. So yes, I do believe that the general populace should be controlled. If you're not in the masses, if you don't believe the official story and you're, you know, thinking outside of the box, you know, that's fine. That's okay. You know, obviously you're a different individual and you're probably the kind of person that's looking around going, all right, this doesn't match what I've been taught. So that just means you're built different. You're operating different. But not everybody is like that. I said that in the last episode. Like, most people don't think like that. Most people aren't even thinking. Like, most people are just trying to do their shit and, you know, they loop, their lives are a loop. Okay. So if you get the average Joe to stop believing what the official government story is, and then they just start challenging everything, you know, what consequences of that? What are the consequences of that? I don't know. And I would rather live in a society where people are, I'm just going to fucking say it, right? I would rather, let's just be honest, because we know how human beings are when they're not structured, when there isn't structure, where there aren't laws, where there aren't rules that we all have to follow. You know, there are negative, obviously, consequences of that, side effects of that, which is, you know, you have people who are living unfulfilled lives, you know, and whatever that means to them or how they view it as being unfulfilled, that's a negative, you know, consequence of that. If you tell people that the American dream is what you should aspire to, and you program people to believe that, and then they fall short of achieving that dream, right? They don't have the white picket fence and the house and the car and the 2.5 kids or whatever, then maybe they start to feel unfulfilled. And that's the negative aspect of that, right? But we're not living in a perfect world. Shit happens. The positive aspect of that is that you have people who follow the law, obey the rules for the most part. You have majority of people that, even if the traffic lights go down, we all automatically know to stop at the, you know, at the light and let each other, you know, let the person to the right go. I like that, right? I like that I don't have to live in a house where I've got to surround myself with walls and, like, you know, barbed wire on the top, so that I, you know, because people who don't know how to fucking follow the rules can break into my compound and steal my shit, right? I like that I don't have to hire somebody to guard my house with a machine gun 24/7 because there are outlaws out there that don't know how to act, right? So I'm saying all that because I come from a country where that has been the norm, right? Because people lost faith in the government, right? And then, you know, shit happens. So if you're from a third world country or a second world country, right, there's a haves and then there's a have-nots. And if you have, you kind of have to protect yourself from the have-nots because, you know, a lot of the times the people who have are the ones who, the people who have not are going to look to basically have, because the system's broken, the government typically just blindly pillages the nation, and as a result, people feel like they have no other choice but to steal from each other. They don't trust each other. They don't trust the government. There are no rules. There's no structure, and, you know, people do try to behave decently, but then there are also the people who, because there's no checks against the people who are on the extreme end of the spectrum who don't want to behave decently, there's chaos, there's anarchy, right? So I don't like that. I've experienced that firsthand. I don't like the experience, and I don't want to see that happen to the U.S. That being said, I'm just putting this out there just for those people, right? This I should retract, even though this podcast is called Your One Black Friend or whatever, because I'm your friend, you know what I mean? So to me, I'm talking to you like I would talk to my friends, all right? I'm not talking to everybody. I'm not talking to 300 million Americans. Those are not the people I'm trying to talk to. I'm trying to talk to people who do resonate with what I'm talking about on the podcast. And those people tend to be the kind of people who don't consider themselves, you know, as part of the status quo, or the people who are going to buck the system and challenge the status quo and hopefully work with other kind of open-minded, quote, free thinkers to make this world a better place. And so my idea is, in a comedic sort of funny way anyway, point things out that just come to me so that you can accomplish that, right? You can accomplish that goal or whatever. And I might be able to say it in a funny way, I might not, or whatever. But, you know, it's a free thinking kind of prospect. So I just want you to be mindful of things that I've noticed, that I've observed. So what I'm saying is this. So when you see that, right? So I'm taking it back to Trump. When you see that, you know, they show this horrible person that you're not supposed to emulate or like in any way, shape, or form, right? A deplorable human being, even though there are people who they keep telling us that the polls show that people support Donald Trump still, which I'm sorry. First of all, I don't know about you, but who's taking these polls? Who's taking these polls? Seriously, where are you finding these polls? The polls said that Hillary was going to win the election, that Hillary was going to be, like, by, like, just fucking astronomical, just, she was going to blow Donald Trump out of the water. That's what the polls said. And, of course, that didn't fucking happen. So I would like to understand why the news is still quoting polls, and they're still saying that, you know, only 6% of former Trump supporters have now kind of broken away from the Trump clan, you know, the other 40% of Americans, like, you asked every American, you really took the time and contacted 300 million Americans and asked them how they feel about Donald Trump, even though not, like, literally, it wasn't even that many. I think it was, like, only 50 million people that actually voted. Okay, fine, whatever. We shouldn't be listening to polls anyway, but they're saying that polls still show that there are 40% of Americans who, despite what's going on, still support Donald Trump. If you believe that, I've got a bridge I'd like to sell to you. Stop, you know, you obviously don't, because I know you don't. So, but they want people to believe that there are some people who, despite his actions and his behavior, still support him, right? And then, of course, they take that in the Senate and they say, well, these are the uneducated masses. These are the, the rednecks, the racists, or whatever. And do I believe that the majority of people who support Donald Trump are rednecks and racists? No. Do I believe that the majority of people who call themselves Republicans are rednecks and racists? No, I don't. But I do think that we live in a world where, you know, the media is king, right? Like, for better or worse. And so those are the people that control the narrative. And so when they say, okay, this is a Trump supporter, and then you turn on every channel and all the channels are saying, you know, Trump supporters are degenerate human beings, deplorable human beings, and they kind of lump people into this category, you know, that's the narrative. For better or worse, that's the prevailing narrative. So I'm saying all that to say this. When you link, you know, racists and, you know, a person who has no class or whatever with conspiracy theories and with conspiracy theorists, what they're trying to do is, long term, in the long run, is to basically denigrate the title of a conspiracy theory. You know, there was this thing called false flag that I actually learned from the internet, not from school, which is basically like a nation will hurt its own people in order to basically have an excuse to go to war. I didn't learn that in college. I didn't learn that in high school. I didn't learn that in grade school. I didn't even know that was a thing. I saw a meme on Instagram. I Googled that shit and found like a actual website, like I think on the CIA, where they talked about in the past, right? They disclosed articles that basically said that, yes, pretty much a lot of the wars that the United States had entered into were triggered by false flag events. Wow. You know, that's mind-blowing to me. Of course, at the time, if I would have told you that without the backing of the internet, you would have been like, you're a conspiracy theorist, and, you know, that's not true. And so now that we have the internet, you can pretty much Google everything, you know, and find out whatever it is that you, the first thought that comes into your mind, okay, that the U.S. really, you know, you can go on there and Google it, and the information is out there. So they can't control that. Google can kind of temper the results and kind of modify it in a way where, you know, the first page of results are going to be irrelevant to what you're looking for. You're not going to really find the information. But, you know, there's also DuckDuckGo, and there's other avenues for you to do the research if you truly, truly wanted to. But they definitely have made it more difficult to do that, for you to really find information that challenges the status quo. So that's my first conspiracy theory. And to basically to bubble it all up, what my conspiracy theory there is that Trump's purpose, whether intentional, as in they put him into power intentionally to basically in 4 years or 5 years or even, you know, just going forward, now you've got a negative connotation that's been associated with that will be associated with people who are conspiracy theorists or people who tend to think outside the box, right? So any person who basically operates outside of the norm, outside of the status quo, is going to be demonized or linked to this individual. And when I'm saying that, I'm saying like he's not even done like the worst thing he's going to do yet. Like you do realize that, right? Like as we're going into 2020. And I keep seeing this, like, conspiracy theorists, Trump, conspiracy theorists, Republicans. It's going to hit a fever pitch because his behavior has to be so unforgivable and so, like, repulsive that link will then start to apply to freethinkers. And it's a way to keep society in check. And so I'm not saying all this because I'm saying, okay, I've got a problem with it. I'm just saying, like, you know, be mindful of it. I mean, if you are the individual where you aren't really the kind of person to kind of go with the official story or whatever, and you are a free thinker, you know, it might affect you. But if you aren't aware of what's going on, you might start to question yourself, right? In the future, like, oh my God, like, you know, okay, well, some of the stuff he has said you know, I believe it, but now he's this crazy person or he's this horrible person. Can I believe the same thing this horrible person believes? Does that make me a horrible person? No, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't. But that's the intention. Like, that's what they're trying to show. So that's the first sort of thing that I'm thinking, right? Like, you know, in that regard, the demonization of conspiracy theories utilizing Trump to do so and the Republicans to do so. So brace yourself. He's going to do some more fuck shit that's going to make you be like, wow, okay. Okay, but and then when he does, you at least will be conscious of and mindful of what the underlining, you know, thought process is behind it. It's you know, for the greater good or whatever, I think the individuals who are in charge, you know, are doing it for the greater good. So I would hope so. That maybe I'm delirious, but you know, we made it this far as a society without much drama or whatever. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I guess. I do feel like maybe this is what you got to do to keep the masses in check. So if it keeps the masses in check, it is what it is, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. But that this is where I'm at right now. It's just something I'm observing. Step two, now away from politics a little bit, but still not really. I'm lying. I'm not going away from politics right now. I'm going to be winding down. I'm going to move on to other things going forward in other episodes or whatever. But right now, like, you know, it's not on the head politics, but it is around that. So we think about, like, you know, I think I've said it in previous episodes about this world not really being, you know, what we think it is, and with scientists all saying that, you know, this could be a simulation or it is a simulation or whatever it is, it's not real. So then if that's the case and it's programmed, then part of the programming is that, you know, like your body, your mind is also programmed, right? That's what you do. You program a program. A program has to be programmed. So if you're an individual, you're programmed. And what I find uncanny about Donald Trump is that a lot of the things that he insults people about tend to be reflection of him. And I was like, like, and I noticed too, like, that kind of applies to most people, like myself, right? Like, I've caught myself in the middle of criticizing somebody for something that I do. And then it made me think, like, yo, like, maybe that is part of the program. Like, you can only find fault in other people that exist in you. Like, that's part of the program. Like, I can't insult somebody for something I'm not capable of, right? I won't be able to see it. That's part of what the mind is programmed to do. It's blinding it. You're blinded. If you're gonna insult somebody, I mean, you're a dick. That dickishness, like, you wouldn't be able to recognize that dickishness unless, you know, it's something that you also are capable of doing, right? Like, so if you, here's a good example. So I'm Nigerian. I can usually tell other Nigerians from, like, regular Africans, even if they're West Africans, even if the country, like, if they're Cameroonians or whatever, there's something that looks different from a Nigerian and, like, another type of African, right? I know, and I can also tell an African from, for the most part, from an African-American, right? There's layers, there's degrees. And even Nigerians, I can tell, because I grew up in West Nigeria and Lagos, I can look and go, okay, that's a Yoruba person, that's an Igbo person, and that's a Hausa person or whatever. I could tell, I could hear, right? Because I have personal experience with being African, I can sort out other Africans and differentiate. So my experience with that allows me to see, you know, see that in other people. So that's the same thing that I'm saying, like, maybe that's how we're programmed as human beings to also operate. So if I go, like, you're a dick, you're a jerk, you're a coward, you're a punk, all these sort of things, if I'm able to speak those things out, it's because those are the things that I have had experience with, and so I can point that out in other people. And that's the programming. When you start looking at shit like that, then you are hesitant to speak on other people and criticize other people, because then you also realize that you're speaking on yourself. That said, I I'm saying that with a full understanding of, I've called Donald Trump, like, deplorable and racist and horrible. I have said some racist shit in the past, you know, just because, I mean, I'm a human being having a human experience, and it is not excuse my behavior, but we do live in a society that literally programs you to find the faults in other people, You know, which is crazy to me. There's another thought that hit me, like, who the fuck am I to, like, point out what the fuck somebody else is doing, you know, and just pronounce, like, absolute judgment on them. You know, that's something I got to work on. Because, like, I came to the same world the same way you did, you know, the same way they did. Like, I'm a human being just like them, but somehow by criticizing them, I'm, like, saying I'm better than them. That's shitty, you know? Like, that's not cool. You know, we're all, like, it's like one ant, right? And you watching ants just tripping in line, and one ant turns to the other ant and goes, like, yeah, fuck you. You know, it's like, well, you're all ants. Like, if ants could talk, obviously. Anyway, so I said all that to say this. Donald Trump has this thing about when he insults people, it's the same thing. So I started listening to the things that he says about other people because it's almost like he's talking about himself, right? Like the other day, he said that NATO was a fat, disgusting, you know, unattractive, whatever. And I'm like, bro, first of all, why would you use those kind of adjectives to describe an organization, right? Like, that's the extreme version of it. That's what, like, made me really think, like, who talks about, like, it's like, oh, the UN is, like, hot and sexy and has, like, great lips. Like, who talks about, who gives organizations, like, human qualities? What the fuck is wrong with you? But then I realized, like, it's the same thing. He can only see in other people. That's the programming, right? He can only see in other people and other things. He's just the extreme version of that. He can only see in other things what he sees in himself, what he has noticed in himself. That's the only way that you're programmed to be able to. If you're going to insult people in this world, that's fine, but it's going to be a reflection of what you have, what you are. And then the other thing he did was, you know, he's called people liars. He has made fun of a woman for having an affair. You know, okay, bro. And then lately, he has taken to calling the Democratic Party, like, traitors. And that was when I raised my eyebrow, because I know this dude, what he says about other people are things that he has considered or thought of about himself. I would never walk up to somebody. I don't even use that word. I wouldn't even think, even if you were in the middle of doing something super treacherous, like you called up Putin right in front of me and you're like, yeah, I'm about to sell out my country. Like, the first thing that pops into my mind isn't going to be like, oh man, you're a traitor. The first thing that popped into my mind would be like, yo, are you greedy? Or like, what's wrong with you? Like, do you need money? Like, I wouldn't automatically go to traitor because that's not even in my mind to like do that. You know, so I don't see that unless I've done some treacherous shit against my country. Then, yeah, when somebody's doing the same thing I've done, then I'll be able to recognize it. That's the programming. And he keeps using the word traitor, 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 and he uses it first. So, like, it's not like somebody called him a traitor, and then, at least not on a public level that I've seen compared to what he does, and then he decided to spin it. Like, he led with that. And if he's leading with it, like, my thought process is, like, are you feeling guilty about something? Like, what have you done that you're, I guess the word is projecting, right? What have you done that you're projecting? Like, and I'm really, really starting to suspect. And I'm saying all that to say, or with the premise that I'm not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I am nothing. I don't label myself in any way. Because once you label yourself, then you define yourself. And more importantly, you let other people define you. So I'm not taking any, I don't support anybody, any political party. Like, I just don't. But what I am saying is that, you know, when you do listen to this guy talk, or, you know, give yourself a break, especially on holidays. But after the holidays, when you do listen to this guy talk, you really should start listening to what he says negatively about other people. Because then you start realizing, like, okay, he's really admitting to some shit, you know? So that's my second theory, you know, as far as, like, just the nature of reality and looping politics into it, but not directly, you know, just keep that in mind, you know? And actually, it's not even about him. You know, the primary part is about him, like, making sure that you know that when he's speaking about other people, he's speaking about himself, because he's, you know, next thing you know, he's going to be, if he starts calling somebody a murderer, you know, you might want to start really, really asking yourself, like, all right, what is this dude really up to? All right. But more importantly, criticism criticism. Know that the next time you catch yourself shitting on somebody else, that you're really talking about things that you're familiar with, because you in this world can't speak on other people unless what you see in them exists in you, right? Okay, and then here's my third and final observation. This one is just more of like, I don't want to call it a rant, but I'm just kind of more like, okay, all right, what is really happening here? And maybe not even what is really happening here. It's just like, why is Biden out there crazy? Joe Biden. I'm going to lead with this, a follow up with the fact that I am not a Biden supporter. He's too old. And I know people love Bernie Sanders, but that dude's too old too. And there's another guy that's running that just joined the campaign because he's rich and he feels like he can. Bloomberg, you're too old too. If you aren't going to be able to live to see the consequences of the things that you put into place, like, you should not be running for president, period. Now, I say all that to say this. What the fuck? I'm trying not to criticize because, you know, so I'm gonna see if I can say this without, you know, criticizing any of these people, only because I don't want to be negatively, like, or low-key revealing shit about myself that I struggle with. But, yo, you guys, man, like, do you guys just want him? And maybe that's what it is. Maybe the powers that be genuinely really do want Trump to have another 4 years. That's my theory. I think that the powers that be really do want Trump to be in power for another 4 years. And I'll tell you why. Because I am an optimist and I like to see all things negative as working towards a greater good. And I'll say that to say this. Donald Trump is a great boogeyman for the Democratic Party, for you know, liberals, for the liberal movement. And the reason why I say that is because, like, I remember when Barack Obama was president and people were telling me that racism was no longer an issue because we got a black president. And I was like, oh, that's funny. That's, you do realize what you said was racist, though, right? Like, that statement right there to say that because we elected a black president, racism no longer exists across 330 million people is, that's I'm not going to call it stupid, but just think on that for how wrong that mindset is, right? And then Donald Trump came along. And during the Obama presidency, I'm going to say this, I think just producers in general, like creators, I just felt like, well, you got a black president, so, you know, nothing else has to change, right? And I remember women being, it's not even that we have a black president, but we have a liberal president as well. So, you know, a lot of things that, like Hillary, for example, that came out against Bill Clinton kind of got swept under the rug. Like, no, well, we have a liberal and a black president. Like, no, no, none of that really happened. So, you know, women who would come that had accused him didn't really get to hear, you know, we didn't really hear from them, or they didn't really have a voice. There was some other stuff that Hillary had done where she had kind of excused this guy. This woman had accused this guy that had worked for her of, like, sexual harassment or whatever, and she, like, had the woman kind of sent to another office, but the guy got to keep his job. It's kind of shady like that. But it was this, the excuse for that kind of behavior was, well, we don't really need to be progressive because we have a black president and we have a liberal president. But with Trump being president, now people, women, white women particularly, can come out and say, see, this toxic masculinity that I warned you about that you guys were saying didn't exist. Boom, you guys, he's the president of the United States. So it's like visible now. All right, so when somebody says, you know, toxic masculinity, white masculinity particularly, does exist, he's on the TV every day as daily proof of that. So then it forces change. Another thing was, you know, racism. So when you had a black president, right, people would say, well, we're post-racial now, or I don't even see color, blah, 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 because we all voted for a black president. No, we all didn't, but he is president or whatever. But that was somehow like a Band-Aid over like a rotten wound. Just said, oh, well, you know, this fixes everything. So it's fine. He's president now. Everybody chill. But now with Trump as president, with him being racist, and then he started emboldening racists, and then those people started coming out of the woodwork. And then the people who were saying, like, no, we're not post-racial, this is some fuck shit. And boom, here's exactly what I'm talking about. Now you have that. You have a constant reminder that the people who've been saying, hey, racism exists, hey, sexism still exists, we've got to work on this. You know, now they have proof of that, which I think is kind of the great thing about the Trump, presidency, believe it or not. And I think that the liberal movement benefits from having this guy in power for 4 more years. I think it does. Because, one, I have not seen so much diversity, not just on the media, but like just everywhere, like in ads, amongst people. And the thing is, we all know that people imitate what they see. So while on one hand you have Donald Trump bringing out the, quote, deplorables or whatever, and then people who are racist or closed-minded or whatever, bigoted, think that that's okay, and so they echo that behavior. On the opposite end, now that we know that, okay, this is still a thing, and not only is this a thing, like, it was such a thing that he was allowed to hold power, even though he didn't win the popular vote. The Electoral College could have said, nah, we're going to give this to the populace and give this to Hillary, but they didn't. They chose to put him in power regardless of what the American people actually wanted, and now we have what we have, whatever. But, you know, what I'm seeing is, you know, now I saw an ad, like, more inclusivity. I've seen ads of people with vitiligo. I've seen ads. I just saw a Target ad on Pinterest with this lady. She's literally missing one leg. She's kind of, like, a little bit curvy or overweight or whatever, and she's on crutches. And she's got this big smile on her face. And I'm like, man, I didn't see anything like that during Obama's presidency. I just didn't. I saw another commercial on TV where it's like a family and they're getting ready for Thanksgiving. There's like an obviously gay guy. There's like an interracial couple. They're taking a huge picture. So there's a disabled person. There's like, you know, there's diversity. And so what we're seeing is, in order to counter the kind of the, well, what you're doing now is you're, with his presidency, is legitimizing the complaints that you've heard from underrepresented groups, right? So you've had people who are disabled that said, where he made fun of disabled people, right? And then it kind of, the counter to that, the balance, the way to balance that is like, okay, more inclusivity of disabled people. He made fun of everybody, like women, people of color, immigrants, whatever. So then what did you see? You saw Nike hire the first model with a hijab. Now you're seeing more and more of that. Like, I think this is freaking wonderful. And so there's some people who have said, like, oh my God, if Trump wins, like, another 4 years, like, it's going to be horrible. And I can see why they would say that, because on face value, yeah, it does suck to have somebody just blatantly, you know, break the rules without... I've said similar things. But on the opposite end, what it's doing for us as a society, on one end, yes, the people are still, you know, Dems versus Republicans, and that back and forth, or conservative versus liberals or whatever. So we're seeing that. But what are you also noticing is more inclusivity, you know, like the balance it, right? So he's a flashlight directly on the problem. He represents racism, sexism, xenophobia, all the things that all these small minority groups had collectively been complaining about that almost kind of got, you know, relegated to the sidelines because, well, we, quote, had a black president. But when he's sitting in the limelight, we're saying, like, this is, you know, all these groups are saying, this is exactly what we're talking about. You know, this is not okay. It kind of legitimizes these concerns of these groups and makes it okay, you know, for more people to come out that are underrepresented, you know, and to say, hey, hear my story, you know, and I think that that's great. So I'm, you know, I'm all for that. Now, that being said, do I want him to win again? Hell no. Like, I think that, you know, the progress that we've made over the last 3 years or whatever is great. And I think if we can keep going down this path, you know, would be awesome. But I on the flip end, obviously, everything in this reality is about, like, is duality, right? So there's good with the bad, you know. So on the negative end of that, you can't have a sitting president just doing what he does. So you can't, you know. I mean, I think that what we've established in the last 3 years is great. And let's keep going on that vein. And we have one more year of his presidency to really kind of ramp things up. And you know, he's doing great for the Republican Party. I mean, not for the Republican Party, for the Democratic Party. I mean, look at how many, and for women, you know, and for the liberal movements, look how many women have now decided, you know what, when this guy goes and he insults women and he's sexist or whatever, the way I fight that is, I'm going to run for Senate or whatever. And a lot of women and women of color and things like that, minorities, are becoming more emboldened to kind of counter that toxic white, you know, male supremacy thing that he represents. So that's great. But, you know, I think we can, I don't know if another like 4 more years of that would be great. Just I think too much would be, you know, let's all be adults and kind of move on from this. But just saying all that to say, like, if he does win, that's not going to be the worst thing that's going to happen. You know, like, we will get past it. I mean, we got past these last 3 years. We'll get past it. But just something to think about. These are just food for thought, so to speak. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll holler later.